On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. In animation, a goat pushes colorful words into view with its long, curved horns. The Big Green. It runs around the title.
Big Green!
It pushes the words up, and a green and white soccer ball bounces. The goat kicks it. As the goat runs by, the ball bounces at us. Four boys ride bicycles down a dusty, hilly road. A blonde young woman drives a red convertible past a sign that reads, "Welcome to Elma, Texas."
Believe in miracles and they will set you free. Even the monkey sometimes falls from the tree.
With a bike mounted on her car, the woman drives across an overpass.
You believe in me. Well, there is nothing we can do.
She drives on the street below it. A weathered billboard for Elma, home of the armadillos, features past football championships. In a dry field near a large building, weeds grow under a sign reading, "The Big Green, District 34 Recreation Area." The four boys arrive on the road near the field. A smaller boy with glasses leads the group, followed by a blonde boy, a long-haired boy with a backpack, and a round-faced boy. They ride under old playground equipment and drop their bikes. The smaller boy picks something off the ground. The others glance back, then walk ahead.
Why we just don't eat the cheetos?
Because this is like an annual thing that we do every week once we get our allowance.
But I'm hungry.
Yeah. So we have breakfast.
Okay, but I'm still hungry.
We'll get you something.
The long-haired boy pulls a bag of puffed cheese snacks from his backpack and tosses it to the smaller boy.
Do the honors.
All right, guys. Be still. No Cheeto fights this week, all right?
Rather. As his friends lie on the ground, he covers them with the food.
Come on, just dump the bag.
Just dump the bag, Dodo Brain.
Dude,
remember,
don't
say so for yourself.
They throw the snacks.
Okay, that's it.
The smaller boy smiles.
Hi, 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 man.
Get
home.
You guys all picking on me.
Everybody get Evan.
They throw the snacks at the smaller boy, who lies down and covers himself. The freckled, round-faced boy looks around. The blonde boy shuts his eyes. A dozen pigeons land on the boys and eat the puffed snacks.
Oh, one of them just pooped on me.
The birds flutter over the boys, pecking at the crumbs.
Oh, man!
A sign near the field reads, "Elma, School District 34. Driving her red convertible, the blonde woman stares at the boys lying on the ground surrounded by pigeons. In high speed, she quickly parks the car and runs for an old hose coiled near the boys' bicycles.
Oh my gosh.
She turns on the water and sprays the birds and the boys. In slow motion, the birds fly away. The boys jump to their feet, their clothes soaked. They try to shield their faces from the water.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were in trouble.
So you hosed us?
Actually, I was trying to help.
Well, thanks.
I'm so sorry. What on earth were you doing?
Feeding the birds.
There's not much to do on Elma.
Oh.
Who are you anyway?
I'm the new teacher.
No way.
I'm here from England for a semester on a teaching exchange. I guess I didn't tell you.
Nobody tells us anything.
There's two classes, little kids
and big kids.
Oh, I'm teaching the big kids.
No way!
In class, she faces the students.
My name is Anna Montgomery.
I'm from England, and I will be your teacher for the first half of the school year.
Before you get all sweaty, don't waste your time with us. We're losers.
You're not losers.
Yeah, we are. You just don't know us very good.
Yep.
Didn't anybody tell you? We had the worst test scores in the state.
So you all had a bad test day?
Yeah, right.
4 years in a row we had bad test days.
Now, let's all get to know each other, shall we? Someone tell me something that makes you feel special.
Why?
The students stare and shrug.
Right. I believe that you're all special because you live here, in America. And America is a place where you can be anything you want to be.
I think that was before Reaganomics, man.
I look out here today and I see 10 special faces.
That'll change once you get used to us.
Let's think of this a different way, shall we?
Why?
What makes you different from the kids sitting next to you?
We have asthma.
That's different.
Twin girls take out inhalers. The boy students cough.
All right, guys. What about the rest of you? Huh? What makes you different?
A boy waves.
Yes, Tack.
Well, I can burp the whole ABCs.
Oh, that's a skill, isn't it?
The other boys burp.
Okay, all right.
Your burps stink.
Larry, what makes you special?
My dad has a job.
Yeah, that's very special for this town.
Yes, I suppose so. Kate, what about you?
A brunette girl plays with a pocket knife.
Uh-oh. My parents are divorced. Thanks for bringing it up.
Shut up. What's that?
The kids race outside.
We've only just got here.
We're out of here.
We have another hour. Hello? Come back!
Outside, the four boys play with a ball. As the sheriff pulls up, the blonde boy throws the ball at his windshield.
How many times did I tell you to keep away from my car?
How many times have you told us today, Deputy Dog?
Go on. Move it, nigga. Come on, off the car.
No.
Out of my way, I got things
hey,
to do.
Hey, you might think you know everything, but here's a newsflash. Something radical finally happened in this town.
Nothing radical ever happens in this town.
Wrong.
Yeah, we met our new teacher.
You get a new teacher every year.
Yeah, but this one's different, Deputy Dog.
Really different.
They blow kisses.
Oh, guys, let's go.
Hi, Deputy Dog.
Hi, Deputy Dog.
They run off. The wavy-haired sheriff glances around, then walks back toward his car. On a dirt road, Anna wears a tight-fitting outfit as she jogs up a hill. In his squad car, the sheriff sings and eats.
Well, I'm hoping and I'm praying and I'm searching and I'm looking and I'm eating and I'm thinking, that's just a matter of time before you're a pearl and I'm going to get you, my little old girl.
He spots Anna on the road.
Bingo, that's a code red.
He tilts his hat. The sheriff slowly follows the pretty blonde. A ways down the road behind him, the four boys ride their bikes side by side. The sheriff turns on his siren as he passes Anna. He glances over his shoulder at her. He drives past her again, going in the opposite direction. Looking at himself in the rearview mirror, he rubs his teeth. He backs up, lights flashing.
Excuse me, ma'am. Deputy Sheriff Tom Palmer, Lane County. We got an APB out of Austin. Bank robbers heading this way, driving a Chevy. You seen him?
Only car I've seen is yours, Sheriff Tom Palmer.
You can call me Tom.
You can call me Anna Montgomery, Sheriff Tom.
Oh, no, you could drop that sheriff part.
Right. Sorry, I can't help you.
Anna starts running again. Tom backs up, following her.
Where are you from?
Surrey, England.
Oh, I'm planning a trip to England real soon. Been very interested in English things.
And I've always been very interested in America.
Oh, not a whole lot worth seeing around here. Of course, there are a few local points of interest. Elma Armadillo's a one-time football powerhouse. Back in the days when I played.
Like, she cares,
huh? Oh, the children are so cute, aren't they?
Say you, Deputy Dog.
Anyways, as I was saying, this town at one time was a football dynasty. There's a billboard off of Main Street documents some of the achievements. You might want to take a look at it. That's me on the left side. Of course, Big Twister last year took off top of my head, but you can still see the resemblance if you're coming in on Route 49. Kind of like, but with, you know.
Aren't you worried about those bank robbers, Sheriff Tom?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I got to get on that. Welcome to America.
Anna smiles at Tom as he backs up.
To America.
The car kind of acts funny sometimes. Bye.
Anna casts a questioning look at the squad car as Tom cruises forward, passing her again.
Well, I think she likes me.
At a general store, a station wagon pulls up to a gas pump. Sitting on a bench, Kate pecks at the wooden seat with her knife. She sits with two other girls while a goat stands nearby. A dark-haired woman steps out of the station wagon and enters the store. Her dark-eyed preteen son spots Kate, who eyes him. The boy drops his gaze. Reading a magazine, one of the girls nudges the goat away. As the woman and her son fill their station wagon's gas tank, a truck pulls up to the second pump. A scruffy man steps out and lifts the gas nozzle. He looks over at the bench outside the store.
Hey, go and turn this thing on.
Kate leads the other two girls inside. They approach a woman standing behind a counter.
My dad wants gas.
Sorry, Kate.
Outside, the dark-haired woman glances at Kate's dad. He looks toward the store.
Brenda, get this thing going.
Yes.
The owner steps outside.
What is your problem?
My problem is you owe me too much money for any more gas to be going in this truck.
I'll pay. Just don't have it.
What?
I said I just don't have it right now.
You won't have it tomorrow or the next day. I gotta draw the line, Ed.
So I'm a little short on cash. I mean, big deal. Maybe you haven't heard, but the factory closed.
Yeah, and Darius hadn't worked a day since. How dare you act like I don't know what the plant's closing means?
And how come you're willing to turn against your own kind? I mean, people who are hurting.
Look, I got my own bills to pay, Ed. I got my own mouths to feed.
Brenda heads back to the store. The dark-eyed boy in the station wagon looks out at Kate and the girls. His mother drives them away. Now a scrawny boy hauls a load of junk in a rusty red wagon. Outside the school, he tries to pull it up steps, and it falls over.
Oh, my beautiful stuff! Days of reflecting!
Aw, little kids class at show and tell again?
In class.
Right, Kate, would you like to come and show the class where Columbus first landed in the New World?
You mean get up?
Yes. I don't get up for anybody.
She plays with her pocket knife.
Right.
A woman looks in.
Excuse me, may I come in?
Of course.
She brings in the dark-eyed boy from the general store. Kate stares.
Miss Montgomery, class.
The students ignore her.
Yeah.
The older woman grabs a yardstick from Anna and smacks it on a desk. The kids snap to attention.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This young man is Juwan Morales, and he's new in our town and will be joining your class.
Howdy, Juwan.
Welcome to Elma, Juwan.
Hello, Juwan. Miss Montgomery.
Who's Juwan?
Juan, you may take a seat.
Juan walks to the back of the room, passing the other boys. Tack burps at him.
Class, let's all make our new student feel at home, shall we?
Pull up a cot and get a pillow. We're in the middle of geology.
That's geography, Larry.
Whatever. Same thing.
Right, can we all please focus our attention up here? One, we're learning world geography.
The kids pretend to sleep. Anna rolls up the map. She takes a globe of Earth from its stand.
Can someone please tell me what's wrong with this globe?
You just broke it.
Duh.
Yes, that's true. But since you all have absolutely no interest in learning anything about anything I'm talking about, such as this globe, well, why don't we just try something else with it?
She knee kicks the globe into the air, then bounces it off her forehead again and again. The kids stare at her. Anna catches the globe in her hands.
Anne, what did you let her do that?
Prison.
The blonde boy spits out a golf ball, hitting Evan.
What?
Well, that's a joke, isn't it?
The kids offer weak smiles.
I learned it in school in England, which is another country far from Texas. I have another idea. Do you want to follow me?
Smiling, Anna goes to the door. As Juan gets up and follows, Larry tries to trip him.
Oops.
The rest of the class remains seated. They turn to look at Larry.
Whatever.
He stands up and everyone follows him out. In a storage room, Anna finds an old ball.
Here we have it. Football.
I don't think so.
I think it's Mrs. Curdley's old kickball, ma'am.
No, it's a ball. And if we use it as a football, it becomes a football.
No, ma'am, footballs aren't round. They're more shaped like a lemon.
Oh, that's right. What I call football, you call soccer. So, this is a soccer ball.
We don't play soccer.
Yeah, it's for foreigners.
I'm a foreigner.
Well, we're American, and we don't like soccer.
Let's go outside.
Isn't it time to go home?
Whatever.
Outside.
Right, that's the bell. What do you say we all stay and have a practice? Yeah?
Let's just stay.
Juan? Where are you going? We need you. Don't you want to try?
We don't need
that's
him.
That's all right. I'll talk to him later.
Let him go.
So, let's have a practice, shall we? Give it a kick.
The blonde boy kicks the ball with his foot. It bounces off Tom's squad car. The kids gather around as Tom steps out.
Good thing it happened to me in the area, ma'am. You know, cars come whizzing down the street like there's no tomorrow.
I haven't seen a car pass all day, Sheriff Tom, except for yours. 5 times.
Just doing my job, man.
Deputy dogs in love. Deputy dogs in love. Deputy dogs
all right.
In love.
All right, all right. Zip it, midgets! I just fooling with you. I'm just fooling. I never talk like that to you. Anyway, what you doing?
We're playing football.
Football?
Yeah.
This ain't football. I know
football.
This
is what the world calls football. All right, guys, let's all get in a circle. Let's kick the ball backwards and forwards. This is called passing.
No, you see, possum, that's in the air. It's with a pigskin. You know, like first and 10, do it again. It's Troy Aikman right to Emmett Smith.
Oh, boom! If you give me a hand, we'll discuss it. Very good.
The kids kick the ball back and forth. They break out of the circle and run around the dry field. They jostle each other.
That's great! You guys are great! This is so exciting! Oh, you're showing such potential.
Some kids fall over.
They are awful.
Tom hands Anna a megaphone.
Okay, you guys, I want to talk to you. That's the end of today.
Evan topples a barrel.
2 points, Larry.
All right, you're tired? Yeah. Good. So listen, while you're all practicing, I called the school board and I got us in a league in Austin. Unfortunately, their season started last week, so our first game's going to have to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
What?
As in the day after today?
That's what we call tomorrow.
In Austin?
That's like a million miles away.
Look, all you have to do is believe in yourselves.
Why?
Well, because we believe in you, don't we, Sheriff Tom?
Hmm?
Don't we believe in them?
Yeah, of course we do.
Even if we did decide to go, how are we going to get there? Walk?
That's a good question. Sheriff Tom, can you do me a personal favor?
Name it.
Can you help me drive the kids to Austin?
Oh, well. Yeah, I'd love to.
Can you also do me another small personal favor?
Oh, anything, pretty much.
All right, we're short a player. What do you think?
Oh, I'd never pass for a 12-year-old.
I mean, what do you think about getting us a kid to play?
Well, you know, I got a lot of things to do, and I'm...
Well, what do you say, Deputy Dog? You're gonna help us?
At night, Tom knocks on a trailer door. Juan's mom answers.
Yes?
Miss Morales?
What do you want? My kid didn't do anything.
No, of course not, of course not. I'm here as a coach. You see, Miss Montgomery's trying to put together a soccer team over at the school.
Well, Juan doesn't play soccer.
Well, none of the kids do.
But he doesn't like sports.
Well, maybe he'll learn. It's an after-school thing.
Well, I want him to come right home after school.
If you'd like to think about it.
I don't need to think about it. Thank you.
She shuts the door.
Ma'am? I don't think she likes me.
As Tom climbs into his squad car, Juan watches him through the window. Juan faces his mother.
Why?
I explained why.
But if I don't play soccer, I'll never make friends.
I'm your friend.
You're my mother.
There's no reason to make friends. We'll only be here a short time. You'd just be sadder when we left. Come on, let's eat.
I'm not hungry.
Juan carries a soccer ball away. At a junkyard, the sheriff finds the scrawny boy rooting through a car.
Hey, Newt, what's up?
Not much. I found a part of a tailpipe and an old shoe. You seen anything good?
Nah. Look, I come here to ask you to play soccer with the big kids. See, they're fixing to start a team, and we're down a player.
Wow! Nobody ever asked me to do anything. Of course I'll play.
Good. Thing is, we got a game right now.
Wow, a soccer game? What's soccer anyway?
Well, it's kind of like kickball mixed with that there hockey.
Well, I don't know nothing about kickball or hockey, but I'm your man.
Now, some of the kids ride with Tom in his squad car. Others ride with Anna in her red convertible. They pass Juan walking along the side of the road. In the back seat of the convertible, Kate turns to look back at him. In the squad car, the blonde boy plays with the sheriff's brimmed hat.
Oh, Sheriff Tom!
Don't touch my hat,
this
boy.
This is ground
boy,
control.
Don't touch my hat now. Come on.
Would you do me a personal
zip it! Zip it! And I'm getting upset now. I'm cutting a switch and I'll tan your eyes. I'll
ride you. Why are you hitting me? I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Hit it.
You busted the flag now. I swear I did not.
At a soccer field.
We're here to play soccer?
No, sir.
Why are we here?
Play soccer, sir!
I can't hear you. Let's do a little louder. Are we here to play soccer?
No, sir!
Why are we here?
Play soccer, sir!
All right, you're killing grass. Let's move!
Here we go. Let's play real. Here we go. Yeah!
Dressed in black and white uniforms, boys do drills on a well-manicured field. A scoreboard reads, Knights. Tom and Anna drive up onto the field and park. The Elma kids step out of the cars along with the goat. Newt grins as he walks ahead. Wearing matching outfits, the twins hold hands. The kids slowly meander across the field. The other team continues doing drills.
Keep it up, guys. Come on.
We're playing these guys?
We practiced.
I'm bringing over here. Let's go.
The Knights huddle. One points at the Elma kids.
Hey, is that the team we're playing?
The Elma kids move closer.
They don't even look like a team. Hey, what do you turkeys call yourselves?
Hey, you guys, what's our name?
We don't have a name.
We'll tell you later.
They brought a goat.
Look, he just happened to be in the car, okay? We didn't bring him on purpose.
Yeah, right.
I want to smell sweat.
The Knights coach takes off his sunglasses, eyeing Tom and Anna.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm okay.
The Knights do jumping jacks.
Looks rather tough.
He was a real blockhead.
Tom, long time no see.
Been a few years, Jay.
Well, va-va-boom. I'm Jay Huffer. Tom and I grew up together. That was back when we were both young and innocent.
Must have been when he was a blockhead.
She's from England, Jay. There's a language situation. This is Anna Montgomery. She's an exchange teacher in Elma.
I got out as soon as I graduated. Only losers stick around.
Tom clenches his jaw.
Hey, my kid's a leading scorer. How's your kid doing?
Don't have a kid.
Oh, really? And you're coaching? Why bother?
Love of the game.
Newt runs over.
Hey, come on. I thought we were going to play now.
Just a second, Newt. Go on back and we'll be with you in a minute.
You got the little kids playing?
That's right. We're mixing up the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Yeah, enrollment's down since we've been there, Jay.
Whoa, wait a minute. You got girls on the team? In our league, girls have their own teams.
Well, we don't have enough kids for that.
So you got little kids and you got girls?
Yes, that's right.
I guess I didn't tell you. We won the league championships last year. We were undefeated.
It might be different this year. JJ. Come on, Emma.
Well, good luck.
Anna and Tom head back to the Elma kids. With a confident smile, Jay lifts a megaphone toward the Knights.
They got little kids and girls on the team. This is not soccer. Gentlemen, this is not soccer.
Walking with Anna, Tom scowls.
I hate that creep. I can't stand his kids more than I can stand our kids. All right, you midgets, you better win or you're walking home.
A referee sets the soccer ball on the field. He salutes the Knights goalkeeper, who returns the gesture. He points at the Elma goal.
Hi, I'm Larry.
The freckled, round-faced boy wears thick gloves and a sheriff's safety vest. The Knights take their positions, their gazes fierce and focused. The Elma kids stand in a clump. Newt takes a girl's hand. The long-haired boy from Elma kicks the ball and the Knights start running. One kicks the ball over the Elma kids' heads toward the goal.
Go on, get it!
Concentrate!
A player bumps past the twins. Kate backs away from two others.
Get it! Watch where you're going!
In front of the net, Larry squeezes his eyes shut. He imagines Knights in armor galloping toward him on horseback. They chase a gigantic soccer ball. He opens his eyes as a player kicks the ball right at him. He ducks and the Knights score. Jay pumps his fist. The player who scored the goal runs past, giving him a high five.
It's my boy.
That's a Knight!
Tom and Anna coach from the sidelines.
Get together!
That's all right! Just
suck
stay
it
with
in!
It.
Suck
with
it,
it
in! Come in!
The referee sets the ball on the field. Tack and Newt squint at him. Newt tries kicking and stubs his toe.
Ow! Ow!
He hops around. The Knights move the ball down the field. A player kicks it toward the goal and it flies past Larry.
Don't lay on back! Just go on! Get aggressive with him!
The twins run toward the ball, but a Knight kicks it away. Another Knight kicks it past Larry into the net.
Yes! Score!
Evan sighs. Now the blonde Elma boy kicks hard, sending the ball flying. A Knight bounces the ball off his chest, then dribbles between his feet. In a dense group, the Elma kids chase the ball. The Knights move it expertly down the field. Larry dives down as a player kicks it into the goal.
That's his parent. Keep him down.
The scoreboard reads home 7, visitor 0. Two Elma kids fall as they try to kick. Tack zooms in and kicks the ball. A Knight bounces the ball off his head and it soars over Larry into the net.
Knights, I take 2.
The Knights work the ball down the field. Two Elma kids collide and fall down. Larry cowers as the ball flies into the net. With a sword, Jay addresses the Knights as they eat energy bars.
Ben, we're up 10-0. It's moments like these that build character. What do we do when we're clearly superior to the enemy?
Go for the throat?
Exactly. We show no mercy. We do not let up.
go for the kill.
Jay stabs the air with his sword. The Elma kids lie on the grass.
Now, let's take into consideration that this is a learning experience. Let's all get back out there and concentrate, and let's try and have a good time.
Hey, we may not be the sharpest tools in the shed, but we know the difference between a good time and a bad time.
And this is not a good time.
In fast motion, the teams face off again. Newt kicks the ball and the Knights pass it down the field. It whizzes past Larry, who stands motionless in the goal.
Heads in the right place.
A Knight somersaults over the ball, then throws it to a teammate who gives it an airborne kick. It flies past Larry into the net.
Yeah! Oh, come on, Larry!
He stares wide-eyed.
Score!
The scoreboard shows 14-0. The ball shoots past Larry.
16-0. Let's keep it moving.
Kate wanders around the field.
Come on!
Marlon, tackle him! Tackle him! Football.
No, tackle means get the ball off of him.
Well, excuse me, does she know that?
Kate tackles a Knight, bringing him down.
Middleton, kid!
The referee points.
Old Bubba Smith. Call me a stud junk, but I'll tell you something. She got him. His old girl got your boy. Sorry there, Jay.
Woo!
Kate gets to her feet.
Maybe I can get into this.
Here it goes, Kate.
The Knight's kicker wears an evil smile as he sends the ball straight at Larry. The ball lands hard in Larry's hand, slamming him backwards into the net. Larry thrashes on the ground, wrapped in the net. The Knights gather near their coach.
Nobody in. Hands in. Let's sign off. Let's tell them who we are.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we decimate?
What were their names again?
They're not good enough to have a name or even uniforms.
They're nothings from nowhere.
Knights.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we decimate? The nothings. The nothings. The nothings. Yeah!
We're not the nothings from nowhere. We're the Elma nothings.
Still nothing.
Is it over yet?
Tom reluctantly shakes Jay's hand.
Well, Tom, we are a high-scoring team, but 18-0, that's good even for us. Tommy, a suggestion? Lose the girls. Even better, lose them all. Find yourself some talent. Of course, I don't know how you're going to do that in Elma. All right, victory lap. Let's go, Knights.
Jay gives each Knight a high five as the team jogs past him.
Yeah, good job. Good game. That's a Knight. There we go. There we are. All right. Good job. Come on. What are you waiting for? Come on, let's go.
The assistant coaches high five him and run.
Jerk.
Get your winner, loser.
Come on, Kate. You tried.
We're all proud of you.
Why? We tanked.
Well, technically speaking, yeah.
Yeah, but you all played, and that's what's important.
What's important is that we never play again.
Yeah.
Can we get out of here? This is embarrassing.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's go.
The kids head to the cars.
Stinks. Do you know what I think? I think after a good night's sleep, they're all going to feel very differently about this.
I wouldn't count on it.
In Elma, on the playground.
Give me a few minutes before you start. I speak their language.
You got it.
Tom holds a ball.
Okay, children. Now, y'all have experienced the agony of defeat. Big time. Whew. Now, I first started playing organized sports. Hello. When I was about your age right there at the Big Green. Now, you see, we weren't very good, but we never gave up. There was a day when we're all...
I have a question.
Good, exactly. Participation, you see, it's a key. Fire away, big guy.
While you're here?
Uh-huh.
Who's giving speeding tickets and picking up dead animals off the highways?
I love the children. First rule, no questions about anything. Go ahead, Anna.
Come on, you don't fool us. You don't know jack about soccer.
Now, I may not know all the rules, but I do know a thing or two about kicking a ball. You check this out, Miss Attitude.
He kicks the ball across the field and over a goalpost.
Good shot.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
Wow. Now I see why they do on the billboard.
Thank you, Kenny.
And listen, if you guys practice, you know, maybe the town will give you a billboard of your own.
Before we could ever be on a billboard, we'd have to get a name.
Even bad teams have names.
How about the big green? You know, the old sign. That's our field.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, good idea, Newt.
So, I guess we're the big green.
Yeah, no, if only we could play.
Look, nobody plays well without practice. Now, we've got to start with the basics. Mm-hmm. Now, in soccer training, there are four different areas.
Right.
Fitness, technique, tactics, and game psychology.
I knew that.
All right, let's all line up, boys and girls, right down here.
Everybody, come on, Katie, Lou and Sue. Pardon me, Lou, Sue and Lou. Come on, Evan. Come on in there, Larry. Excellent.
Sheriff Tom, you might want to join the rest of them in line. It looks to me like you've had one nacho plate too many. Okay. So if you want to play soccer properly, you've got to be able to run for at least an hour.
Oh.
An hour?
If I ran for an hour, it'd kill me.
Ditto.
That's right. Because we're going to work up to that hour. Now, today we're going to run for 12 minutes. You ready? Let's go.
Anna takes off running.
Come on, midgets, get your butts in gear. Come on, Miss Montgomery's talking, you listen.
Every dog, you owe us.
Just jump and say how high. Come on, Katie, get it up. Come on. Evan, come on. Todd, get on. Lou and Sue, everybody. Well, boots today.
Tom trails behind.
Sheriff Todd's going to pay for this one.
Come on, get going. Keep it up. Faster. Come on.
The goat runs with them.
Come on. Zach, pick it up.
Later.
My feet hurt. My shins hurt.
So, what do you think?
We'll never last.
Kate spots her dad asleep in a bar.
I'll see you guys later.
She runs off.
Hey, you ever come over to my house?
In the squad car.
Okay. One lesson apiece. No telling anyone. Ever.
Hold on, everybody!
Wearing the sheriff's hat, the blonde boy drives his friends and Tom across a field. The car careens over hills, bouncing as it cuts through tall weeds. The passengers jostle inside. The car speeds backwards, then swerves around. In class, Anna surveys the working students. Kate rips paper with her knife. Anna crouches next to her and takes the pocket knife.
Kate, I know you can do this. Come on, I'll probably just end up being a checker at the Piggly Wiggly, so what difference does it make? Don't fool me, Kate. I know how smart you are. And even checklers at Piggly Wiggly will need math, too. They don't. They have those little black stripes and all the things. It adds it all automatic. Look, giving up before you've ever really started is a sad way to live your life. You keep your talents hidden and undiscovered. You only cheat yourself.
Why don't you all worry about your own work?
Kate's right. Everyone get back to work.
Gripping her pencil tightly, Kate glances over at Juan, who smiles. She glowers at him and looks down at her paper. As the kids leave the school, Kate throws a ball at Juan and hits him in the back.
Hey, 2 points.
Maybe Juan's got some hidden talent.
No way. Juan doesn't play.
Yeah, he doesn't look very athletic anyway.
Nah. You do?
You gonna play goalie?
I always play goalie.
Mind if I take a few shots against you?
Oh, you're gonna play?
Don't worry, I'm not very athletic. Get in the goal, Larry.
What did I do?
As if he could get it past King Larry.
Juan watches the kids walk away, then follows. Standing between two barrels, Larry swings his hips and rolls his arms in a little dance. Juan easily kicks the ball into the air and bounces it off his head.
Oh, gosh.
feel so good about this.
The kids stare at the new student.
Whoa, we don't look like that when we got the ball.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You think he's done this before?
I think he's done this a lot before.
Juan surges through the group of kids toward Larry, expertly dribbling the ball. Larry trips and Juan shoots the ball past him.
He's awesome!
Too bad he doesn't have a twin.
Couldn't have a twin.
He's human.
He's definitely the answer, you guys.
What was the question?
How are we gonna win?
Juan.
Hey, he's getting away.
Wait up!
We need to talk to you.
Yeah?
Where'd you learn to play like that?
In El Paso, everybody plays there.
Well, you gotta play with us here.
No.
Come on, we need you. You're so good.
Larry and Juan shake hands.
I'm sorry. It's all right, man.
In the classroom, the kids gather around Anna's desk.
So, you were holding out on us.
It's just a game.
Not the way you play it.
Sure.
Wait till we go to Austin. We're gonna kick butt all the way to Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Man, I wish we lived in a town with a Pizza Hut. Look, I can play at recess, but I can't play on the team.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I can't.
You can play.
I don't get it.
It's a family thing.
All right, excitement's over. Everyone take their seats.
The kids trudge back to their desks. Kate eyes Juan as he heads to his seat next to her in the back row. As the kids sit down, they turn to stare at Juan. Now, the kids all meet in Juan's trailer and face his mom.
Please!
I don't want Juan going into the city by himself.
He doesn't go by himself. We all go.
Yeah.
He'd probably do better without us, Mrs. Morales, but it's team sport.
Austin's really not that far.
You could come. My mom's gonna go this time.
Oh, I can't. I work during the day.
We could take care of him, ma'am. We promise.
Yeah.
Come on.
Please. Please.
In Austin.
Control the ball now. Control.
On the field, boys wearing blue uniforms do warm-up exercises. The Elma kids arrive, a few parents joining them.
Think they look athletic?
No, I think you look athletic, Larry.
Really?
Tom carries a box.
Man Burr used to say anything you need in life could probably be made with masking tape and spit.
What are we making?
Shin guards.
Oh.
The referee places the ball on the field, then points to Larry, who stands in front of one goal. Larry claps, slaps his thighs and chest, and gives a salute.
Ready, dude.
The other team's goalie raises his hand. Juan moves the ball down the field and clears a path for a teammate who kicks. Wearing makeshift shin guards, the Elma kids follow. Tack stands behind the ball.
Tack, come on, shoot it, Tack!
You're wide open!
Shoot it now!
Tack kicks the ball in the wrong direction and the other team takes over.
God, what's wrong with you? You're wide open!
Come on, now let's hustle! Come on!
The other team kicks the ball past Larry into the net. At the field's halfway line, Juan kicks the ball, maneuvering it past the opponents.
Defense!
Juan stumbles, and a slim girl from Elma moves into action, kicking the ball.
Yeah. Get the big one! Yeah. Get on the big one!
The opponents move the ball toward Larry.
Terminators.
He imagines them riding motorcycles.
Here we go!
A wheel bats the ball right at Larry's head, and he falls. As the other team celebrates, Evan runs over to Larry.
Hey, Larry! Larry! Larry!
He helps Larry stand up.
You okay?
Can I tell you a secret?
Well, sure.
When I get afraid, I mean really afraid, the players on the other team, they change into these bad guys. I mean, they really change into these bad guys.
You're a pretty complicated guy, Larry.
Catch you later, big guy.
The kids regroup.
Good, come on in. All right, Polly and Jake. Keep going, Polly. Come on, you guys. Sophia, go on in there.
Right.
No one's passing to me.
You just lose the ball.
Too many people are passing it to me.
You're doing great. Quiet down.
Quiet down.
Quiet down and listen to me.
Why should we listen to you?
Because I'm your coach.
No, you're just here because you're after our coach.
Yeah.
I'm here, midgets, and that should be enough.
Well, it's not enough.
Well, it is enough, but I'll tell you what, because I'm an adult, all right? I'll take time out of my...
Hey, guys! Hey, this is wrong, all right? We're not to fight with each other, whether it's on the field or off, all right? This is not what we talked about when we spoke of teamwork.
Right.
Stop calling them midgets.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. Juan can't do everything. You got to pass to each other.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the only one who's any good.
Yeah. Playing like a team right now is more important than winning.
And once we have more skills, that's the only way you guys could ever win.
Exactly, right? So you gotta support each other, okay? Now look, come over here, come here. Let's say, gather around, this is the field, right? And Juan is right here. Now, if they've got three defenders on Juan, that means...
The two of you guys are wide open.
Right. Take advantage of this, all right? They're not expecting it. Make a go of it, a game of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Starting at the halfway line, the opponents move the ball down the field. Juan maneuvers the ball away. An Elma girl and Tack chase it, but the other team gains possession again. The ball flies toward Larry, and he catches it. Larry kicks the ball back onto the field. Juan headbutts it, then works it closer to the goal. Kate sprints down the other side of the field.
Kate! Kate!
Juan kicks the ball her way.
Shoot it!
Kate kicks the ball hard and it flies into the goal. Kate throws her arms around Juan, then runs around the field. At home, Ed eats from a mug. Kate arrives, joining her father.
You're late.
We stopped at a Pizza Hut after the game. I scored a goal.
Kate leaves the room, then turns back.
Next time we'll win.
She strides to her room and closes the door. On the school field, the kids practice as Tom and Anna watch from the sidelines.
Good, you guys are doing good.
Looking good, passes.
Hey, you know, they're getting better.
Parents watch.
Hey, it's starting to rain.
A man turns up his collar.
Hey, Larry, come on in.
The kids keep playing as it starts to downpour.
Hey, come on, kids, come on in. Come on, bring it in. Right, it's over. Come on.
It's not over for us.
Come on, come on in.
Go ahead, Larry, give us the ball.
No.
Yeah.
You want it? Come and get it.
Yeah. Larry, give us the ball.
Larry, give me the ball, boy.
Help him out. Those kids are never going to give up the ball.
Larry's dad joins Anna and Tom on the field. The other parents run out too, and the large group plays in the rain.
Playing soccer!
Tack's parents join. The kids slip in the mud. Two more parents join in. Larry's dad scores a goal between the two large barrels near the playground. A woman wearing a plastic head covering approaches Newt. Evan falls in the mud. Newt hugs the woman, and they both topple over. The others jump in the puddles and slide around. Kate grins and raises her arm. Someone tackles her. Anna falls over and laughs. The goat kicks the ball. It trots among the playing group. Tack falls and burps. Sitting in the puddles, Kate grins. The woman in the head covering tilts her chin up to the rain with a wide smile. The others continue kicking the ball and playing in the mud. Tom scoops Anna up in his arms and twirls her around. The large group rolls in the mud. A truck rolls through town. A sign in a tavern window reads, "Go, Big Green." A man adds another. Elma is number one. At the bar counter, patrons chat and read soccer magazines. Tom points to an item in his magazine.
Same thing,
it sure is.
Don't you see how that works?
Yeah.
You look nice. Your hair looks nice.
Thank you.
Well,
all right, guys. Gotta mow the Big Green.
Tack, Newt, and Evan push an old riding mower out of a shed. On the field, Newt takes hold of the pull cord. The others pull Newt.
One, two, three.
The mower races around by itself. In high speed, the boys chase it. Smoke rises from the exhaust as the mower speeds around. The mower heads toward a corral where cows graze. It crashes into the wooden fence and knocks it down. The cows run off. The cows eat the grass on the field.
The low-tech solution.
Cool. We don't have to do anything.
Later, the boys walk onto the short grass of the field.
It worked! Oh, this is
big
awesome!
Time,
the cows actually worked!
Hey, look,
work.
Here comes Larry.
That's right. You guys are awesome!
Larry steps in a cow pie.
Gosh. You're dead!
Oh, no!
Larry chases the three other boys.
That's great. Is that the Sioux or Loo?
Anna helps a parent apply cutout numbers to green t-shirts. Later, the shirts hang on a clothesline. In a gym, the kids open shoeboxes and try on new soccer cleats. A few hold pristine soccer balls. Juan puts on the shoes. Wearing matching green and white uniforms, the kids kick balls around bales of hay in the field. Larry wears a blue and black goalie uniform. As one person throws a ball, their partner does a sit-up and hits it with their forehead. Now, Anna leads the kids on a jog along a path through the woods. Behind the group, Tom tries to keep up, running with awkward steps. Wearing raincoats, the kids face each other in two lines. They take turns kicking the ball back and forth. The goat wears a jacket, too. Now the kids kick balls as they run along the path. Wearing their raincoats, the kids hop over a line of balls. They all jog again. This time, Tom runs in front of the pack with Anna.
Good. Good pace.
In the gym, the kids dribble balls between their feet. Taking bouncy steps, Newt crosses his arms in front of him. On a field, the big green players face off with another team. At his goalie position in front of the net, Larry watches as the opponents get the ball. His eyes widen in fear.
Ninjas.
Larry imagines ninjas coming right at him, wearing black outfits and waving swords. They kick the ball and it goes flying toward the net. Juan intercepts it, bouncing it off his head. The big green team takes possession and moves the ball across the field. Tack zips past the opponents. He kicks the ball into the net for a goal. As the teams continue the game, an Elma girl kicks the ball to Tack. He bounces it off his head. An opponent kicks it out of bounds.
Corner kick, big three.
On the sidelines, Tom crosses his fingers as he watches. In the corner, Juan kicks the ball to a teammate. She bounces it off her head and it sails into the net for a goal. In the bleachers, the parents cheer. Tom and Anna hug each other. On the field, the kids celebrate. The big green kids play a new team. Two of the Elma kids move the ball down the field for a goal. Tom pumps his fist. Juan easily maneuvers the ball past the opponents. As Juan shoots a goal, he bumps into the other team's goalie, who falls over.
Good! 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 That's a hustle!
Players from the opposing team move the ball toward their goal. Larry stares at them.
The Walking Dead.
He imagines zombies lurching toward him. One kicks the ball.
Buccaneers.
They change into pirates. A pirate kicks. Juan steals the ball away and sends it to a teammate who headbutts it to Newt. The twins help move the ball toward the goal. One of the twins scores. Now Larry stares at the next team racing toward him.
Vikings.
The big green team scores.
Congratulations, Coach, this one.
Juan surges down the field, sidestepping his opponents. He kicks the ball into the net for a score. Parents watching from the bleachers hold signs. Go Big Green and go Newt go. Now the Big Green score appears in chalk on a sidewalk. Win 8, lose 2, tie 1. Outside the school, the goat eats paper. A student waits at the classroom door.
Here she comes.
The kids present a cake as Anna comes in.
Figured out what makes us special.
Well, I can see that.
It's not all the stuff we put up, ma'am.
It's you.
Yeah.
The kids hustle to their desks. With a wistful smile, Anna gazes at a row of self-portraits hanging on the chalkboard, along with photos of soccer players. Holding the cake, she turns to the eager students. Words on the icing spell out, "We love you," next to a heart.
Thank you.
Chalk reads, "Finals, the Big Green versus Knights." A bartender serves Kate's dad a green drink.
What's this, St. Patrick's Day?
Nah, it's Big Green Day.
Every day is Big Green Day lately.
You got that right. The championship game's Saturday. Oh,
the Knights coach enters the bar.
Well, if it isn't Jay Huffer.
In from the big city.
Now, Mini Mall's a big city compared to this place. Double scotch straight up.
Things are that good, huh?
One of those days.
Yeah. What are you doing for a living nowadays, Jay?
Auditor, IRS.
Ooh.
I love my work.
Ooh.
So I see you somehow managed to get yourselves a good soccer team, huh?
Oh, just a bunch of kids.
Hey, they're winners. Kind of got out of the habit of winning, but it feels good.
It's hard to believe that Mexican kid's a star.
But Juan? He's incredible. Kate's damn good, too. You ought to come out and watch her.
I got better things to do.
Just my luck somebody'd move here who knew how to play, huh?
Well, things would be a lot better if people just stay put.
Probably not even legal.
Doubt it. Most foreigners aren't.
I hear you.
Jay slowly turns to Kate's dad with an evil smile.
Say, Ed, let me buy you that next drink, huh?
Now Tom drives his squad car to the Lane County Sheriff's Office. Inside, he meets with a middle-aged chief with a mustache.
Judy said you want to see me, sir?
Yeah, Tom. I hope I'm not taking you away from your soccer duties. I have some real sheriff work for you to do. Got a call on some illegals.
Tom reads the name.
Morales. This kid's on my team.
Good, then you know where to find him.
Later at the trailer.
Mom, just tell him.
Juan's mother reluctantly turns to Sheriff Tom.
I've been in the United States for 14 years. Juan was born in El Paso. He's a citizen. They had amnesty about 8 years ago, but I did not apply. I'd gone back to El Salvador to see my parents. You were supposed to have stayed in this country the whole time.
Do the people you work for know you're illegal?
With a sigh, she looks away.
I bought a fake Social Security card in San Antonio 5 years ago. I pay taxes and Social Security under that name. I have an American son, but I can be deported, sent back just like that, okay?
Outside, Kate strolls along a path overlooking the trailer. As Tom comes out, she stops and hides behind a tree. Juan's mother lingers in the doorway. Tom gets into a squad car and drives off. Peeking around the tree, Kate frowns.
What's he doing here?
Juan's mother closes the trailer door. With a worried look, Kate hurries away. At the school, Newt pulls his wagon full of junk he'd collected up to the steps. Kate sprints past him. The wagon tips over. In the classroom, Kate stands at Anna's desk.
But are you sure?
Yes, she was very upset. Let's go over there.
No. Look, school starts in 5 minutes, all right? When Juan gets here, we'll make sure everything's okay.
Everything's not okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Kate, you're overreacting. Now go and sit down.
You're wrong. You'll see.
Kate stomps over to her desk and sits down. At the trailer, Juan and his mother carry baskets of belongings to their station wagon. At school, the kids go outside.
I'm going to Juan's house.
Wait, we're not supposed to leave school.
Hey, wait up. I'm going too. Me too.
Come on, guys. We'll
wait for the town.
Wait for us.
Come on, you guys. We have to run.
Later, the kids peer into the trailer.
They're gone.
Darn.
We just lost our center halfback.
Come on, Nick. He's our friend.
The squad car pulls up.
Great. We're
busted. Shouldn't have left school.
Tom and Anna step out.
Why'd you leave school? What are you guys doing here?
They're gone. We can stay inside. All their stuff is gone.
She panicked.
I told you. It's all your fault. I saw you here. You did it.
Kate.
Kate, it'll be okay.
Kate.
Kate. Kate. Come on, we need you.
Kate runs off and goes home. Her dad looks up from the couch.
What are you doing home?
They're gone.
She left 3 years ago, or didn't you notice?
Not Mom. Juan.
What, that Mexi kid?
Don't
Don't call him that. Don't you ever call him that.
Honey, I didn't mean anything by that.
Yeah, you do.
What the hell's gotten into you?
As soon as I'm old enough, I'm out of here. Nobody in their right mind would stay here.
You hold on just a damn minute.
Don't worry. You won't know I'm gone. You know, you don't even know I'm here right now.
Honey, come back.
Kate charges out of the house.
Come back here!
Under a gray sky, Sheriff Tom drives a squad car. He circles a motel parking lot, then pulls out onto the highway again. Now, Anna finds Kate walking along a path next to an abandoned building.
I've been looking for you. Small town, not a lot of places to look.
Well, I found quite a few. You know, Tom had no idea they were going to leave. Actually, he was trying to help. I think a lot of people would have tried to help, but they got scared.
They didn't even say goodbye.
Anna puts her arm around the girl.
I know. Sorry.
That's how you know they're not coming back. People only say goodbye when they plan on saying hello again. That's the rule.
The other kids don't know if they want to play tomorrow. They're thinking maybe we should forfeit.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think that one would want you to do well in school and in soccer.
He wouldn't want me to do well. He'd want me to win.
They share a weak smile. Nighttime. The squad car's headlights glow. His face weary, Sheriff Tom stops the car and rubs his forehead. He turns off the engine and the lights turn off. He settles his wide-brimmed hat on his head and closes his eyes to sleep. Morning. A soccer ball rests on the grass next to the goat, its fur now green. In bed, Newt cuddles a soccer ball. He wakes up, jumps out of bed, and lifts hand weights.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
In his room, Larry sits in front of superstitious items and magic tricks. He grabs rabbit's feet keychains.
Join my fellow rabbit skins. I need a victory.
With the twins.
H-E-L-L-O, that's the way we say hello, hello.
Tack puts on goggles with green tape coloring the edges.
Go Big Green!
Now the kids get new uniforms.
Could it be?
Yes! Yeah.
Kate tries on the new shirt.
Oh! Yes!
What are you all staring at? Come on, let's get going. We gotta have time to warm up.
The kids and their fans pile into cars. The long line of cars travels over a bridge. A city looms in the distance. At the soccer field, a banner reads Junior Division District Soccer Championship. Larry looks at his dad.
I think I'll stay here a while.
It's the same ball we use at home, son.
I don't think so. Here they kick a cannonball straight at my head.
Get out!
Larry quickly climbs out of his dad's truck. He catches up with the others.
We look like a bunch of hicks.
Well, I hate to break it to you, babe. We are a bunch of hicks.
On the field, the Knights do jumping jacks.
Come on, guys, keep it up! Let's go!
Holding a sword, Jay saunters up to Anna.
Mr. Hoffa.
Where's the coach?
I'm the coach.
I mean, Palmer.
Oh, him. He'll be here in a minute.
And where's your star player?
Oh, now, they're all star players.
We'll see about that. Say, you know, we have a little tradition down here among coaches. Before the final game, we always make a little wager.
Really? What are we betting?
Well, you know, I couldn't take your money from you, but you know I'm divorced. I wouldn't say no to a kiss.
Deal. But if you lose, you have to kiss our mascot, Ernie. He's that lovely little green goat over there.
Mm-hmm. The goat munches on trash.
He's divorced, too.
Deal. We better not lose.
As Jay heads back to his team, Anna looks at her watch.
I call this ready to play. I don't call this ready to play. I call this ready to play.
He should be here any minute.
Yeah. Coach, we need to begin.
Can you give us another 5 minutes? We're just sort of waiting.
Now, Coach. Or we have to call again.
Well, I guess we have no other choice. All right. Thanks.
It's okay. Okay, guys! Come in!
Come on, Scott! Come on there!
The big green teammates gather around Anna.
All right, listen, guys. They won't let us wait any longer. So if you guys play together, and you all play as a real team, we can beat them. All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on,
guys.
Let's go.
One, two, three.
Go, Big Green!
Dozens of people in the bleachers cheer as the Big Green runs onto the field. An announcer broadcasts from a booth.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Junior Soccer Championships. Today's matchup features the Knights of Austin against the Elma Big Green. The Knights are coached by Jay Hoffer. And the Elma Big Green are co-coached by Anna Montgomery and Tom Palmer. The Austin Knights are undefeated, and the Big Green...
Jay uses a megaphone.
Listen here right now! Let's see you on your feet for the Knights!
Knights fans jump to their feet and wave swords. Jay salutes them with his sword. A banner across the Elma bleachers reads, "Stop the Knights, go with Green." The fans wave green flags.
And here we go! For the start of the championship. The Big Green will take the kickoff. Nick Anderson.
An Elma girl kicks the ball. The Knights capture it and start down the field.
Go, go! Take it all the way!
The Knights race past the Big Green players. A final kick sends the ball sailing past Larry into the net. An Elma player kicks the ball towards the opposing team's net. It rolls off to one side and the Knights goalie picks it up.
Ball collected by Knights goalie, Chris Stoya.
The goalie kicks the ball back into play. An Elma kid starts to kick it, but a Knight intercepts him and moves it down the field.
All right, come on!
Get up in there and stop.
Let's go!
The Elma kids scramble for the ball. The Knights prevail, working the ball around the Big Green team. A Knight aims for the net. Larry catches it.
Excellent save by Elma goalie, Larry Musgrove.
Larry kicks the ball back onto the field. The Knights work the ball away from the Big Green. A player headbutts the ball past Larry into the net. The scoreboard shows home 2, visitor 0. In the parking lot, Kate's dad tucks his flannel shirt into his jeans. On the field, Tack gains possession of the ball. Ed wanders up to Brenda and Larry's dad watching from the sidelines.
All right, good. Pass it!
Larry's dad notices Ed standing nearby.
Hey, bring it up! Showed up.
Hey.
Yeah! Yeah! Go! Go!
Right! Get her!
Hey,
How are we doing?
Down by two.
Brenda pats Ed's arm.
It's good to see you, Ed. Glad you made it.
Thanks. Kate glances at her dad with astonishment. He smiles and claps.
Come on, Kate!
Her lips slowly curve into a smile.
Let's go, Kate! Come on, let's go! Big green!
The Knights kick a ball to a corner, and the half ends.
And as we head into the half, the score 2-0 in favor of the Knights.
Okay, gentlemen, halftime. We're halfway through the game we've been building for. We're halfway there. We're not all the way there. Time to gloat is soon upon the horizon. I look at the scoreboard and I see a score that tells me 2-0. We're not there yet. This may be the most important game you'll ever play. It certainly is the most important moment of your lives. And I want you all to remember one important thing. Don't mess it up.
What have you done?
No!
What have you done?
No!
What are we?
So what do you say to him? Go!
Are you okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Tom's going to be here any minute.
If he's not here any minute, why bother?
Look, you guys are doing great, trust me.
2-0.
Better than 17-0.
Hey, I'm having fun.
That's all that matters.
All right, guys, half-time's over. Let's go.
Come on, let's go, Big Green.
Go, Big Green!
Go, Big Green!
Parents give their kids encouraging pats as they head back out onto the field. Ed hugs Kate.
And here we go with the start of the second half.
The referee runs out with the ball.
Tonight, Shannon Finn will take the kickoff.
Finn rolls the ball to a teammate. The Knights pass it back and forth. Evan blocks a player and frees the ball. Another Knight secures it and moves it closer to the goal. The ball sails over the net.
Goal kick, Big Green.
Larry gives the ball a hard kick and the teams face off again. Larry's dad and Anna coach from the sidelines.
Oh, watch out, Larry! Watch you both there!
Tack slips and recovers.
Control that ball! There we are! Come on, y'all! Do it again!
Jay grins as a Big Green player stumbles. Tack collides with a Knight, tripping him.
Tack Yamada collides with number 8, Buddy Abbey. This could be a foul.
A Knight leans close to Kate.
10 minutes till curtains.
Maybe, but you're a whole lifetime away from having a brain.
It looks like we have an injury.
All right, come on, clear.
The ref stops the clock.
Hey, give me some room here. Come on. Boy needs to breathe. Come on.
Which leg is it?
Jay checks the injury.
Okay. No. All right.
I hope he's right.
Ed points.
I'm sure he's right.
Cookie.
Hey, look who's here.
Tom arrives in his car.
He found him.
Juan and his mom step out.
Oh my gosh, Linda, he's here.
Juan runs onto the field. Kate grins and runs to hug him. The fans cheer.
And it seems we have a late arrival. Number 10 listed on the roster as Juan Morales.
Yeah, I came back to beat these guys.
You didn't say goodbye.
Don't be mad, I wanted to.
Well, next time you go, say goodbye.
Next time I go, I'll just take you with me.
Juan's teammates surround him. He changes into his new big green shirt. Tom and Juan's mother run up to Anna, who kisses them both.
Hey, found him outside Garrettville.
It looked like a good place to hide, but he's got a better plan than running for the rest
Already
of the
Already got
life.
Him a lawyer.
Tom's gonna be my sponsor.
Well, I figure if I want to be living in a little town like Elma, I gotta get good people there with me.
What's that?
Who is that?
Huh? What's that? Come on, delay of game. Come on, call it.
Take it easy, come on.
Look, hey, listen, what am I? Card him. They shouldn't be on a field like that.
Coach, those are your assistants back there?
Yeah.
Might want to tell one of them to start warming up.
Jay gapes as the referee walks away.
Am I the luckiest man in the world or what? Just when I need a decent ref, I get a comedian.
A comedian?
Why, thank you. Whoever did that for me, thank you. Oh, man, what a day. Oh, so you made it, Coach.
Yeah, I had to pick up the last member of my team, Jay.
I thought everybody qualified to be here was already here.
Everyone qualifies. So do their families. Hey, now we got ourselves a real game.
Tom and Jay glare at each other. As Tom walks away, Jay's face hardens. On the sidelines, the injured knight limps away.
Has anyone seen my brother?
And Knight's number 8, Buddy Abbey, is okay. Play will resume.
The players return to the field.
And it looks like we have a substitution for the big green. Replacing number 11, Jeffrey Luttrell, will be number 10, Juan Morales.
Juan headbutts the ball. The teams fight for possession, kicking it back and forth. Juan stumbles and Tack kicks the ball back to him. Juan moves the ball down the field, expertly dodging opponents. He kicks the ball toward the goal and it rolls out of bounds.
That ball knocked out by the big green. Knight's throw in.
The Knight's goalie kicks the ball.
Kicked out by goalie Stoya. And a magnificent header by Juan Morales.
Kate blocks a Knight and sends the ball to her friend. A Knight kicks it away and both teams tussle for the ball. Newt moves into action, maneuvering the ball back to his teammates.
Possession changes in superb play by big green number 85, Newt Shaw.
Pick your man!
Morales drops to Kate Douglas. She passes back. They're going into the net. Nick Anderson now has the ball. He takes a shot. Goal! It's now Knights 2 and Big Green 1 with only minutes left in the game.
In the bleachers, fans wave green flags as the Big Green teammates hug each other and celebrate. On the sidelines, Jay glowers at the Knights.
Come on, where are my Knights? Where's the defense?
The game resumes.
Knights take the kickoff. We're in the final minute of play.
The teams fight for possession of the ball.
Big tackle from Juan Morales. Big Green now has the ball.
Juan works the ball down the field. The Knights chase him.
We have just 10 seconds left in this game. Juan Morales is going for the goal. There are only 5 seconds remaining in the game. He shoots.
The Big Green teammates wave to their fans. Larry runs to Sheriff Tom and they slap high fives. Kate runs to her dad and gives him a big hug. Larry's dad, Cookie, pumps his fist. The referee addresses the team.
Regulation game has ended in a tie. There's not going to be any overtime. We're going to go straight to penalty kicks.
Okay, what we got here is called a shootout, right? 5 members from each team are going to run onto the field. Each one's going to take a shot against a goalie.
So Juan will kick 5 times?
No, each player can only kick once.
Right, but Juan, you're going first.
Mm-hmm. Go get him.
Then Kate.
Okay.
Then, Nick.
Right. Then Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, I need a volunteer for the last position.
I'll do it.
Larry pats Newt on the head.
I don't think so, Newt.
Why? I got a great kick. I'm not afraid.
What do you think?
I'm little. I'm low to the ground. I got power. I got moves. And I'm your man.
Tom shakes the short, slim boy's hand.
job, big guy.
All right, you guys are the greatest.
Time out, time out. Now that we know who's kicking, who's going to play goalie? I'm not. You guys know about my problem. They turn into monsters.
Larry, listen. If you see them and they become monsters, just become part of the nightmare and join in. Turn yourself into a monster and fight back.
I'll try.
All right.
You can do it, son.
Now, you all played a great game. If you do miss your shots, you run back to that center circle with your heads held high. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it. Let's go.
Right, guys.
Are you all proud of yourselves?
Yeah!
Good! We're proud of you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Come on.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3, go Big Green!
Both teams run out onto the field. Tack hands Larry his green goggles.
Larry, you want my goggles to get rid of fear?
I'll try any.
Both teams sit at the edge of the center circle. Juan steps to the middle along with a knight whose jersey reads Huffer. The referee tosses a coin.
Toss and elect to go first.
Huffer taps a knight on the back. The boy moves into position for the first kick. On the sidelines, Tom watches with Anna. Jay wears an intense gaze.
First up for the Knights, number 7, Robert Bishop.
Bishop prepares to kick the ball. In front of the net, Larry wears Tack's green goggles. Larry's dad watches nervously.
Hang in there.
The ball sails past Larry.
It's in. It's good. The score is 1-0 in favor of the Knights in the shootout. Sorry, Larry. Up next, number 10, Juan Morales. He scored the equalizer. Can he do it again?
Juan's mother watches as her son prepares his kick. The Knights goalie tenses his muscles. Juan fires the ball into the net.
He does! It's good! The score is tied! 1 round, 1-1! Woo! The second kicker for the Knights is number 2, Shannon Finn.
Finn takes a shot.
It's in! It's in there! The Knights now lead 2-1! Up for the Big Green, number 13, Kate Douglas.
Ed applauds.
Come on, let's go, Kate! Let's go!
Kate kicks.
It's good!
Yes,
it's
yes,
in!
Yes.
The score
Let
is
it
now
go,
tied! Knights, woo! 2! Big Green, 2!
Jay frowns. The Knights fans boo.
Up next for the Knights, Anthony Atkinson.
Larry readies his position. Atkinson scores.
That's it, that's it. 3-2 for the Knights.
Jay grins and holds up 3 fingers. The referee hands Sophia the ball.
Up next for the Big Green, number 9, Sophia Convertino.
Yeah.
Sophia scores. Sophia does a cartwheel.
There are only 2 kickers left for each side. The 4th kicker is up for the Knights, number 8, Buddy Abbey.
The Knight takes his position.
Come on, Larry. Come on.
Larry bats the ball away.
He blocked it! No goal! Goalkeeper Larry Mesko sets up a huge opportunity for a victory! They can go ahead with their next kicker! Can they capitalize?
Larry circles his arms and pumps his fists. His teammates cheer. Jay wears a frightened expression.
Okay.
comes number 8, Nick Anderson.
Nick's ball sails over the net.
It's over the top. No good. Again, this keeps the score tied up by 3 apiece.
Nick sinks to his knees.
I blew it.
Larry runs out and pats Nick on the back.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Try. Nick's teammates walk him off the field. Larry returns to his post in front of the net.
Okay, Nick.
All right.
That's Jay Jr. He's our favorite player in the world. He's my son.
So it all comes down to this. Each team has only one kicker left. For the Knights, this will be Jay Huffer Jr. The Big Green will follow with Little Newt Shaw. Team captain number 10, Jay Huffer, the leading scorer this year in the league, has the final opportunity to score for the Knights.
Huffer strides onto the field. Larry imagines him as a real knight wearing armor. The knight strikes muscle man poses.
I'm part of the nightmare. Turn yourself into a monster and fight back. Come on, Larry.
The knight waves to the crowd. He takes off his helmet and tosses it aside. Huffer glares at Larry, then starts to move in for the kick. He suddenly stops as Larry transforms into a mismatched warrior with a spear.
What's the matter? Come on, focus! You're a knight!
Larry twirls the spear and jabs it at Huffer. The knight stares uneasily.
Come and get me.
There seems to be some confusion. There's hesitation on Jay Huffer Jr.'s part. But he finally signals he's ready.
Huffer takes a breath and makes the kick. Larry dives for the ball and bats it away.
It's a save! It's a save! What a huge opportunity for the Big Green! It's still tied up! 3-3! And the Big Green has one kicker left!
His jaw slack, Huffer blinks at Larry as he celebrates with his teammates. Jay wears a somber expression.
All right, guys!
Go Monsters, Larry! Yeah, yeah!
Here we have the fifth and final kicker for the Big Green. Number 85, Little Newt Shaw. This is for the championship. If he makes the kick, the Big Green wins.
Newt places the ball on the ground and walks to a starting point a distance away. His t-shirt hangs on his thin chest and arms.
Come on, Newt!
His feet paw the ground. He lifts his fingers next to his head like horns. As he watches Newt start to run, Sheriff Tom kisses his football ring. Newt picks up speed and slams his foot into the ball so hard that he falls down. The ball flies past the goalie into the net.
It's in! It's in! He's in! He scored! That's the game! The Big Green have won the championship! I don't believe it! The Big Green have won! The Knights don't believe it! The Big Green have won!
Shock contorts Jay's face. The goat nods its head. Newt runs to Larry, who lifts the little boy onto his beefy shoulder. Big Green fans swarm onto the field. Newt's teammates surround him. The kid's parents run to the team, clapping and cheering. More fans stream onto the field. Tom and Anna run to the cheering mob, forming around the team. From across the field, Jay watches the celebration. He glances at the disappointed Knights fans in the bleachers. The crowd lifts Anna and Juan onto their shoulders. Kate runs to her dad, who gives her a hug. Jay takes off his Knights cap and throws it away, then tosses his megaphone away. the Knights' teammates stare. Newt and Anna lead a chant. The referee hands Anna the championship trophy. She slaps a high five with Juan. The crowd slowly lowers Anna back to the ground. She hands the trophy to the kids. Jay approaches.
I believe we had a deal, Jay. Kiss the goat.
Kiss the goat. Kiss the goat. Kiss the goat.
Jay kisses the goat on the nose. Grimacing, Jay slinks away. Holding the trophy, Tom pulls Anna closer and kisses her. The older teacher hugs Anna.
A monkey sometimes falls from the tree. If I believe in you,
they hug again. In Elma, a new billboard features the Big Green Soccer Champions. Fade to black. Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Jeff Kimball.
Follow your heart and you will soon understand.